items one and two.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Item number three, rezoning Snow Dump Road, parcel one, south of 1301 Kenston Boulevard. I believe the applicant is here. Okay, Mr. Michael Folk. Come on down up, Mr. Folk, and presentation.
Put on my bunny seat or something like that. Just
think you need to. You're opening a ski resort? Is that what you're doing?
That's what he said.
No, there's no hill there.
There's no hill anymore. Ski season's closed.
Okay. Go ahead, anytime you're ready.
I accept.
Just give us a brief description of the project.
Richard, the project is really a matter of procedure and to satisfy the City of Winnipeg zoning bylaw. We, through a series of negotiations, had agreed with the City of Winnipeg to swap lands to allow the expansion of Kenniston Boulevard at Sterling Line Parkway in exchange for this little lost wedge of land that formed part of Snow Dump Road that headed in a westerly direction and ended at the start of the Fort White Nature Center. This rearage land was subdivided, and we are in the process of taking title to parcel one. In any closing of a right-of-way, right-of-ways are not zoned. So the procedure under part one, paragraph 11, subsection 6, says that in a very convoluted way that the land gets split. So whatever the zoning is to the north half becomes that zoning. In this case, it happens to be MMU, and whatever is to the south happens to be M3. So 50, it's a 100-foot right-of-way, 50 feet is zoned MMU. The bottom 50 feet is zoned M3. So we went through a series of variances to allow us to construct a building on that particular parcel of land. And the last sort of leg of that, is, from an administrative standpoint, Mark and Grady and the planners have asked us that to rezone that M3 portion to MMU to sort of keep it consistent with our Terracon or Tuxedo Business Park and sort of housekeeping cleanup. So that's what we're here to present today.
So just that little sliver of property from Kenniston that kind of...
That's 50 feet wide and about 1,000 feet long.
Okay. Okay, hold on.
So it thrills me to say I'm in concurrence and happily accept the planner's report. I had to write that down because I didn't think I'd get that right. But I do have a couple of minor amendments that I would like to sort of present, and I've done this in a memo format for the clerk. It just really housekeeping. There were three points that the planner refers to the business park as Terracon Business Park, and it actually is Tuxedo Business Park.
Okay.
And I want to make that distinction because there is a Terracon Business Park on the east side of town, and when it makes its way up to the legal department and they start drafting documents, I don't want people saying, this is not what you agreed to, send it back and change it. So I would like that one amendment made, that where you refer to Terracon Business Park in the report, it should properly read Tuxedo Business Park.
Okay.
Planner also makes reference to the applicant. Maybe this isn't the planner, but when the application was taken, I'm shown as the applicant, and I don't own the company yet, so it should really be Tuxedo Business Park Inc.
Okay.
But when I do own it, I'll let you know. Maybe change it back. And the third and last thing is the planner categorizes the building as a 45,000 square foot office building, which is not entirely accurate. And if we have to make the other two changes, I would ask that the third change be made, that the building should be properly identified as a 45,000 square foot flex space industrial building.
What's the difference between a flex space industrial building?
Because I can turn that building into office space, I can turn it into manufacturing, it can be warehouse-like manufacturing.
Yeah.
Office building is an office building.
Yeah.
You know, we just construct this box that you can do multiple uses for.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm happy to accept those
corrections or amendments?
So the difference between the, I mean, just without looking at the planners, but the M3 versus MMU, that just gives flexibility in terms of what you can do. It's kind of
the MMU district offers more opportunities for more commercial oriented uses, retail uses, as opposed to the M3, which is solely heavy manufacturing.
Okay. So they're okay. Okay, any other questions for Volk? Okay, thank you, Michael. So we'll have you step down, and of course you can come back and rebut if there's any opposition. Is there anyone else here that's speaking in favor? Probably not. And, sir, I guess we'll call you up. I guess you're speaking.
You actually take items 1 and 2. Which
oh, you're here.
I don't know if I'm here earlier.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. It was actually it was adjourned until November 18th. Yeah. So the applicant asked that you return. Yeah, so you're on. Next time you'll be back, it'll be snow. You'll put the snow tires on.
Okay.
Snow.
I'm good.
Okay, you bet. Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to the zoning? I guess there's no need for you to come back up, Michael. So if there's a motion, full PowerPoint. You got 15 more minutes? Okay. So
far as flowers, right?
There's a okay. There's a motion on the floor. Okay. You have to go through the whole.
You have to go through. Yeah.
And do we say with the corrections?
With some amendments. Okay.
Yep. So report on the public service being taken as fact. Let's start from there.
Okay, all those in favor, please.
Aye.
Carried. I think you got to conclude the receipt of public representation should be concluded.
Page
3.
That the receipt of public representation be concluded.
Okay, all those in favor, opposed, carried.
Aye.
I move that the recommendation of the one public service be concurred in.
And I guess we're in part with the amendments.
With these amendments?
With these amendments, as outlined.
That is 1, 2, and 3 from this memo.
Great.
Okay.
And forwarded to the Executive Policy Committee via the priority of zoning, the Planning Policy Committee on Property and Development.
This will go straight to EPC because there's no
opposition. Okay. No. Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.